Let's bow our heads, pray in silence, prepare our hearts.
请一同低头默祷，预备心。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our second session.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们第二节的课程。
Let's sing hymn 380.
请唱诗380首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Let us once again kneel down and pray together, ask God to have mercy upon us and continue to guide our service.
我们再次跪下来祷告，祈求神的怜悯以及恩典与我们同
在。So that the speakers and translator may speak the word of God.
因此，让讲道的与翻译的人员能够将神的道明阐明清楚。
And also ask God to open our heart so that we can understand. Our main purpose is actually to build the kingdom of God.
也求神体看我们的心，让我们能明白神的神要让我们的目标就是要建立神的国。
And how to build the kingdom of God up.
并且学习如何建立神的国。
Let's kneel down, pray together.
一起跪下，同心祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. This session, I'd like to use this topic, building the kingdom of God, for our mutual encouragement.
这节我仅以建立神的国作为彼此互勉。
What are we trying to accomplish for God?
我们想为神做什么呢？
Sometimes we just focus on building a very nice chapel for God.
有时候我们会想说要为神建立一个华美的教堂。
Sometimes we thinking about we want to preach to many people, so let the church have many people.
有时候我们会想说要广传福音，让教会能够充满信徒。
Or have a good administration in the church so that people can live harmonious and also money is spent wisely and effective.
或者是有一个建立一个完善的教会行政体系，让信徒能够和睦的相处，然后并且让教会的财务能够获得妥善的运用。
These are important.
这些都非常的重要。
But what is it really God wants?
但神真的要的是什么呢？
Let's look at the history of Israelites.
我们来回顾以色列的历史。
At Jesus' time, they spent 36 years to build that temple.
在耶稣的时期，以色列人花了36年的时间重建圣殿。
But later on, the temple is destroyed.
然而圣殿之后却被拆毁了。
I'm not saying building temple is not important.
我并不是说盖圣殿不重要。
But we have to understand that the physical temple had a temporary value because when Jesus Christ comes,Bible says he will destroy everything with fire.
但是我所要提出的就是会殿会堂本身是有它的时间性的。当耶稣再来的时候，世上所有的物品。
But then what happened is that the people at that time, you know, they boast about the temple.
但是神所指的当时候的信徒也是神的殿。
But no. The people at that time boast about the temple. And disciple of the Lord, right?Tell Jesus, look at how beautiful the temple is.
但当时候的问题是，当时候的以色列人以他们所建的殿夸口、骄傲。
But what does Jesus say to them? Jesus said, "One day all these stones, no one stone is upon the other stone."
但是耶稣却告诉他们说，有一天在这个殿上面，连一块石头上都的石头都没有。
So temple has value, but it's not most important.
的确。圣殿是有它的价值，但它却不是最重要的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
请翻开路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17, verse 20.
二十节。
To verse 21.
到二十一节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21.
路加福音十七章二十节到二十一节。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Now when he was asked by the Pharisee when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Verse 21.
二十一节。
Nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Please read.
二十节。法利赛人问神的国何时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说，看哪，在这里，看哪，在那里。因为神的国就在你们心里。
So the Pharisee also looking for a kingdom. That's a physical kingdom that actually they were a king come and to reign in the land of Israel.
当时候的法利赛人所期待的是地上的王国，他们希望能够有自己的国王来治理神的国。
And today we also many people are like these people, also hoping that this the church, right, can have like is how do you say it? Harmonious or prospering.
今天的信徒当然也会期待说我们的教会能够和谐并且圣功发展。
But Jesus told them, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, so you cannot really see it with the physical eyes.
但是耶稣却回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，换句话说，是我们眼睛所看不见的。
And God, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God is within us.
耶稣说，神的国就在我们的心里。
And this is a kingdom that we are trying to build up.
这就是我们所要建立的神的国。
When I was sent to take care Cerrito Church and Phoenix Church,
当我被差派牧养喜乐都教会以及凤凰教会的时候，
I know that my mission was to build out the spiritual kingdom.
我知道
in people's heart.
我知道神要给我的使命就是要建立信徒心里面的神国。
What is the kingdom of God in our hearts?
那我们心里的
What is the kingdom of God in our hearts?
那神的国在我们心里的哪里呢？
Is God rule?
那就是神要掌权。
Inside our heart, there's Holy Spirit ruling in us, and also we are filled with righteousness and peace.
然后在我们心里必须要有圣灵来帮助我们，来做主，然后让我们帮助我们过一个和谐的生活。
And this is the kingdom that we need to build up, so that when Jesus Christ comes, This kingdom will be fulfilled. We can be with Jesus Christ.
我们这心灵的国度必须要在基督来临之前把它建立好。
And every day, when we come, read Bible, praying, come to service, we actually are working towards it, building this spiritual kingdom in our hearts.
当我们每天在读经、祷告、聚会的过程，就是我们建立内心神国的属灵国度的时候。
Okay. And that is the thing that I'm looking for.
这也是我们所追求的。
That's the thing I'm looking for.
这就是我所期待的。
Because when the people's kingdom is being established, Christ will come very quickly.
因为当人心的属灵的国度建立好之后，耶稣很快就会来。
Let's look at Revelation.
我们请翻开启示录。
Chapter 12.
十二章
Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 12, talk about how to build up this spiritual kingdom in our hearts.
启示录十二章第七节到第十二节提到说要如何建立神的国。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Chapter 12, because of time, I just briefly say verse 1 to 6, because today we don't have time to talk about 1 to 6. 1 to 6 is basically talking about water baptism.
然后我们简单的约略的说，12章第一节到第六节所提到的就是洗礼。
And right after baptism, there's a verse 7 to 12 described in this way.
然后在洗礼之后提到第七到十二节提到一些道理。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angel fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angel fought. Verse 8.
第八节。
But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Verse 9.
第九节。
So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angel were cast out with him. Verse 10.
第十节。
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Verse 11.
十一节。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives.To the death. Verse 12.
十二节。
Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Right after baptism, actually, there's a spiritual battle happened.
在洗礼之后，灵界的战争开始了。
Because after baptism, we belong to God.
因为在洗礼之后，我们成为神的子民。
But then Satan wants to take us back to his kingdom.
但是撒旦却要将我们夺回到他的国度里。
And God's angel Michael and also his angel will fight for us.
神的使者米迦勒会与他与魔鬼征战。
Michael, if you look at Daniel chapter 12, Michael is the angel.That in charge of protecting God's chosen people.
然后，如果我们回顾但以理书第十二章，我们知道天使长米迦勒，他的职务就是要保护神的子民。
Okay. And verse 10.
第十节。
We need to understand in this verse 10, right? It says that now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ had come.
第十节他说我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了
This kingdom of God that come is not referring to the second coming of Christ
这边所提到都来到并不是指耶稣第二次再临
But it was talking about Jesus Christ had completely ruled in our heart Our heart had become the kingdom of God
而是指耶稣已经成为我们的主人我们的心已经成为耶稣的国度
How come this verse is not talking about second coming of Christ?
为什么这个经节不是指的耶稣的再临呢
If you look at verse 12
如果我们看第十二节
It says that Satan still has some time
这边提到说撒旦还有时间
We know that second coming of Christ Lord Jesus Christ come and destroy everything and Satan just immediately threw into a lake of fire
因为我们知道耶稣再来的时候神会毁灭世上所有的事物然后魔鬼会被丢到永远的火湖里
He doesn't have time to go to the earth and persecute the Christians
所以那时候撒旦就没有时间到地上来逼迫信徒
This is talking about the kingdom of hearts that God rule okay? The salvation, the strength, the kingdom of God and the power all comes into our heart
所以这边所指的就是我们心里面属神的国度必须要有神的救恩能力和权柄
the believer have matured become perfect
所以信徒的灵性得以完全
and the Satan our accuser had nothing to accuse before God
那时候撒旦我们的控诉者就无法在神面前控告我们了
and how did they overcome let's see, how did they overcome Satan?
那信徒要如何胜过撒旦呢?
First, you know, when we read this passage, we feel confused because in verse 7 onward, it talks about angel and Michael and his angel fought with Satan. But then on verse 10, verse 11, it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life to the death. So one part from verse 7 to 10 talk about angels, but then from verse 11 it talk about the believers.
在这边我们可能会觉得有点混淆，因为从第七节到第九节，他所提到的是天使在灵界的征战，可是从第十一节那里却提到门徒的征战。
And then in verse 11 said the believers, okay, they refer to believers, have overcame Satan.
弟兄指的就是我们这些信徒胜过了撒旦。
So who overcame Satan? Is the angels or us?
所以到底是谁胜过撒旦呢
Let's turn to put a bookmark here. Let's look at Exodus chapter 17.
我们在这边放个书签，我们请翻开出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 9.
出埃及记十七章第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Onward.
以下。
And Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Verse 10.
第十节。
So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 11.
十一节。
And so it was when Moses held up his hand,that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Verse 12.
十二节。
But Moses' hand became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hand was steady until going down of the sun. Verse 13. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So we see here this battle, right, is two levels.
我们可以看出这场征战有两个层次。
First is Joshua fighting with Amalek.
一部分来讲是约书亚与亚玛力人征战。
But the battle really depends on Moses need to lift up his hand to God.
但是这场征战的胜负关键却是摩西是否能举手祷告。
Lift up the hands can represent prayer.
然后当摩西举手就表示他在祷告。
And also lifting the hand is exalting God.
然后将手举起就是高举神。
So when we pray, when we try to exalt God, actually, Michelangelo is fighting a victorious battle over Satan.
所以当我们祷告高举主名的时候，也就是米迦勒为我在灵里面为我们与魔鬼征战。
So that's why, verse 11 in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. That's why. Michelangelo fought, but then it was said that the believers, right, the brothers, overcame the Satan.
这也就是为什么在启示录十二章十一节提到说，在米迦勒为我们征战之后，弟兄能够胜过魔鬼。
So right after baptism, there is a spiritual battle, and the battle, the ending is to establish the kingdom of God in our heart.
然后，所以在受洗之后呢，我们会经历属灵的征战。这个征战的目标就是要在我们心里建立神的国度。
And how do they do it?
那他们如何做到呢？
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
请翻回启示录十二章十一节。
Here, there are three factors.
这边有三个关键。
First, they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
首先，他胜过他是因羔羊的血。
Usually, we just think about, oh, just asking God for forgiveness.
有时候我们会想说，我们要祈求神的饶恕。
Yes, but we should go further.
的确，但是我们要更进一步的追求。
If we do not know what we did wrong,
如果我们不知道我们做错什么，
how can we ask God to forgive us?
那我们怎样祈求神的原谅呢？
Even if we ask God for forgiveness, the next moment we still commit the same thing, same wrong again.
即便我们祈求神的饶恕，但是我们又不断的重复自己的过错。
And Satan always can accuse us.
这样魔鬼就总是有机会来控告我们。
So by receiving the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, this will also represent that we really need to examine ourselves.
所以因此羔羊的血就是告诉我们必须要时常来反省自己。
So that we can see ourselves and ask God to forgive us because we truly repented.
当我们能够反省自己才能够真正的悔改祈求神的饶恕。
Sometimes we're not able to see ourselves.
很多时候我们没办法看清自己。
Because we are sometimes superficial.
因为有的时候我们是很肤浅的。
What's superficial?
肤浅是什么呢？
Because we only look at outside.
因为我们只看表面。
For example,
比方说，
I care about, let's say, for example, I care about how people perceive me.
比方说，我很在乎别人怎么看待我。
So I'm not able to see myself. I keep focused on how people look at me.
所以我就没有办法看清自己，我的眼光只在乎别人怎么看我。
Or we care about a lot of money, about how, you know, we have big house and how people look at us.
然后或者是说我们很在乎钱财，我们希望能够有大的好的房子。
Or we pursue the superficial things, like money or fame.
所以我们会追求比较肤浅的物质。
But as you see, the kingdom of God is in our heart. But if we're superficial, there is no way that we can build up the kingdom of God in our hearts.
然而神的国却是在我们心里。如果我们所追求的只是表象的财富权利，那我们如何来建立神的国呢？
We see the problem, right?
我们可以看到问题的所在。
Pursue superficial, there's no way to build up the kingdom of God inside our heart.
追求表面属世的生活没有办法帮助我们建立内心属灵的国度。
That's why Jesus said to the people that, how can you believe me? Because you guys praise each other, want to receive praise from others.
然后所以耶稣说，你们只想得着别人的赞赏，那你要如何来
相信我呢？
相信我呢？
So we cannot really believe because our focus is on outside, superficial.
我们没有办法信神的缘故是因为我们只在乎表面外在的事物。
We just need to be really honest to ourselves.
我们必须要坦诚地面对自己。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
To To God, we are sinners.
对神而言，我们是罪人。
To brother and sister, we are brother and sister.
对弟兄姐妹而言，我们也只不过是弟兄姐妹。
Even though maybe we have titles.
或许我们有不同的职分。
For me, I have a title of pastor.
对传道来说，他有传道的职分。
And sometimes people say, "Oh, pastor, or preacher."
有人会说传道。
But very important is that, you see, sometimes people keep calling me preacher, preacher, and then if we're not careful, we think we're somebody special, but we are not.
那如果说我只是听大家一直叫我传道传道，就觉得自己特别重要，然后就，但实际上这样吗？
I'm a brother.
我也是一位弟兄。
I'm coming to the church, either wherever I go. I want to be a brother to you. I hope you can be a brother to me too.
不论我到哪一间教会，我都希望我能够成为大家的弟兄，也希望大家能够对待我如同弟兄一样。
Please don't treat me like a preacher.
请不要把我当作传道。
Because it's a long story. Okay, preacher has a certain problem.
因为对我来讲，那有另外一层的挑战。
For example, if you inside my heart, I consider myself, I'm a brother.
比方说，在我内心，我觉得我是一位弟兄。
Because also I have weaknesses too.
因为我也带着软弱。
Okay, I don't want to give people the sense that oh, I'm preacher, I'm perfect, I'm good.
然后我不希望大家把我当作传道，就与完美或者是良善画上等号。
And you know what? I know I'm sure some of us have this experience, right?Sometimes people look at us highly, right, or something. And then somehow, because of face, we want to keep up, you know, that face, right, the image. It's so hard, so painful, isn't it?
然后我们知道说，或许大家对我们有些期待，然后我们为了要迎合大家的期待，然后硬去装出来，这是很辛苦的一件事。
And we're not ourselves, and we feel like this faith is burden.
然后对我们来这样子我们就不再是自己了反倒是为了要迎合别人的期待
Very simple to resolve this problem Just we are brother I just want to be brother Please treat me a brother
然后所以解决问题最好的方式就是请将我当作弟兄姐弟兄来对待
Even if you call me preacher I'm still a brother I don't care
即便你叫我传道我还是一位弟兄
I speak as if I'm a brother Of course anybody who's on pulpit is a preacher Okay
然后当然在讲道的时候每一个任何在讲道台上讲道的人都是传道者但是下了讲台希望大家还是以兄弟姐妹互相对待
And so you know when we care about superficiality there's no way we can see ourselves
如果当我们都很在乎表象的时候我们就没有办法真实的看见自己
Let's not keep up the imageThat people give us
所以请不要努力的去维系别人对我们的印象
And you will find out there's a joy in our faith.
然后你就会在我们的信仰里面得着喜乐。
Let's look at second thing.
我们看第二点。
Second thing is, let's look at verse 11. Is they overcame by the words of their testimony.
然后第二点，在第十一节提到，他胜过他和是因自己所见证的道。
Usually we think about, oh, we overcame Satan because we preach the gospel.
有时候我们会觉得说，我们能够胜过撒旦，是因为我们传福音。
That's a part of it, but really, I have also witnessed that if we do not testify the truth by our conduct, by our life, we still cannot overcome Satan.
或许的确，我们传福音可以胜过撒旦，但是更重要的是，是否我们能够在自己的言语行为上见证神的道理。
There was a testimony written in Manna.
在玛纳月刊里面曾有一个见证。
The brother was testifying that he was living in an unholy life.
有位弟兄见证他过一个非常不圣洁的生活。
But he still do the church work. You know, he preached the gospel, maybe even.Write articles or preach in the pulpit.
然后他，但是他还是很热心参与圣工，不论是传福音或是上台讲道。
One day he saw a vision or a dream.
有一天在他睡梦中，他看见一个，他做了个异梦。
He saw that there were two group of angels, there were angels started gathered together into two groups.
然后他眼前他看见天使聚集，然后分成两个团体。
One is evil, one is good.
然后有一边是坏的天使，一边是好的天使。
And he said that these two group of angels, they fought very ferociously. They dash like a mighty, boy, I don't know, like a, with high speed, these two angels, two group of angels, hate each other.
然后他发现这两群天使，他们以非常高的速度彼此征战。
And to his surprise, the good angel fought a lost in battle. To his surprise, not like the Revelation, right? Revelation says Michael and his angel won the battle, right? But he saw that his angels, right, were losing the battle.
然后，但他很惊讶的是，他的天使居然输了。
Okay, he knew that something bad's going to happen, so he woke up from the sleep.
所以他想一定是有事情发生，所以他就从睡梦中惊醒。
And he said, "I gotta pray."
他想说，我一定得祷告。
But it's a little too late.
不然就迟疑了。
He knew he saw Satan appear.
然后他就看到撒旦出现。
He was just about to say, "In the name."
当他开始要说奉主。
Satan is already. He said, "Satan's hand is already on his throat."
他还来不及把祷告文把话说完，撒旦就用手将他的脖子掐住。
And he said that Satan's the nail was very long, and then nail was just about to, you know, is placed on his Adam's apple, and pressing upon it.
然后他说，撒旦的指甲非常的长，然后就掐住了他的生门。
And he tried his best, tried to say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray."
他很努力的想要说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And then for a moment, he was wondering in his heart, how come Satan did not just go like, push a little harder, he would be dead.
然后在他心里，他就想说，为什么撒旦不再用力一点呢？因为他可以马上锁喉，就让他死掉啊。
And he realized that it was actually God prohibiting him, and that moment, so he could have lost his life.
因为他后来他才明白说，当撒旦抓住他的那一刻，神保守了他，所以保全了他的性命。
Okay. And then Satan left. He tried and he prayed.
然后后来他就祷告，然后撒旦就离开他了。
He repented it.
然后他就向神悔改。
Okay. So all contexts are very important. You know, we can preach gospel, whatever, but if our life does not really live out, if we really do not pursue to build our kingdom of hearts, I mean the kingdom of God in our hearts, you know, to be holy, to be righteous, to have peace, have joy, have power.
我们的言语行为是非常重要的，我们必须要在我们的言语行为信心上面能够建立神，在我们心里建立神的国度。
So sometimes, you know, certain things happen in the church, it's not really that important.
有的时候教会不论发生什么事情，那都是次要的。
It's important, but it's not most important.
它很重要，但是不是最重要的。
Sometimes you say, some people didn't do work, didn't clean up, forgot to do this. Some people yell at me.
然后有的时候我们会说，啊，有人没有做这个，没有做那个，然后甚至对我大吼大叫。
The most important is our kingdom of God is building up or not.
但是最重要的是，神的国是否在我们心里建立。
First, is God coming into our heart? Is God first priority in our heart or not?
首先，我们必须要问的是，神是否在我们心里？神是否在我们心里站着第一位
？If we have not let God come into our heart, we haven't even started building it. The foundation is not even laid.
如果神没有在我们心里，我们还没有开始建立神的国度，因为神的国度的基础还没有建立。
And after when God is first priority in our life, we started building upon the righteousness, you know, God's truth, you know, how to resolve problems, how to follow God's word, have joy, peace. All this knowledge, you know, we started building up this kingdom of God.
在我们来建立神国之前，我们必须要有耶稣基督在我们心里成为根基，成为房角石，这样子我们才能够慢慢的在言语、行为、信心上面来建立自己。
And so sometimes when we sin,
所以有时候我们犯罪
you know, we.The building of this kingdom of God stopped.
然后神国的工程建设神国的工程就停顿了。
So when we're so busy, we don't have time to really meditate the word of God, to pray about it, to have an image of Christ in our hearts. We are not building this kingdom of God.
有的时候我们非常的忙碌，忙到没有办法去思想神的话语到底是什么，然后在忙乱当中就忘了要如何再建立神的国。
So on verse 11.It says, by the word of the testimony. You know, we had to really learn the words, really have the image of Christ, and then live out.
所以这边提到说，自己所见证的道，就表示说，我们要思考神的话语，让基督成形在我们心里，将神的道活出来。
Let's look at the last one.
我们看最后一点。
And they did not love their life to the death.
然后他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
This is how they overcame Satan, the third factor.
这也就是他们能够胜过撒旦的第三点。
Satan always will always try to threaten us.
撒旦总是想要来惊恐我们。
Using financial loss or what we like or even our lives.
或者是说透过我们的财务，或者是说生活、工作各方面的不同的层面来攻击我们。
Causing us to fear losing this, and so we'll be bound by sin.
会让我们觉得我们很害怕失去我们的财务、家人或者是所爱的事物，然后来引诱我们犯罪。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
彼得前书四章
一节和二节。
一节和二节。
And this is how we overcome Satan.
这也就是我们能够胜过撒旦的方法。
Chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
第四章第一节和第二节。
Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Verse 2.
第二节。
That he no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh for lusts of men, but for the will of God. Here tells us we need to arm with the attitude of suffering, just as Jesus Christ has suffered.
这边提到说我们要想说，因为基督曾在肉身受过苦，说我们要当以耶稣受苦的心智为兵器。
If we are afraid to suffer, there's no way we can overcome sin.
如果我们有愿意受苦的心智，我们就如果我们没有愿意受苦的心智，我们就无法胜过罪恶的挑战。
If we are afraid to suffer, we will always be blackmailed by Satan, and we will always fail.
如果我们害怕受苦的话，我们总是会被魔鬼来羞辱，然后甚至会。
Blackmail. Blackmail mean like 勒索。
勒索。
So let me tell you a story of blackmailing.
那我们来谈一个关于勒索的故事。
And see what we can learn from it.
我们来从中学习。
One time there was a mother. He has a kid called Robert.
然后从前有个妈妈，她的儿子叫 Robert.
His kid is so naughty.
他这个孩子非常的调皮
，Not even any children in the church，
比教会任何一个孩子都还要坏。
For example, if he go to a doctor's office，
比方说当他去医生诊所的时候
，He would just take a telephone, pick it up, hear it, and toss it away。
他将电话拿起来再丢掉。
And take a magazine, look at it, and toss away。
然后拿一本杂志，然后也随地乱丢。
Running around, playing around，
到处乱跑乱叫。
The mother cannot do anything to him。
妈妈没有办法管他
，and other people are cannot do anything to him too.
也没有任何人管得了他。
And so this finally this boy went to see the doctor.
最后，这孩子被带去看医生。
The doctor discovered that he has a severe cavity problem. 蛀牙。
哦，后来医生发现说他有很严重的蛀牙。
And being a doctor, he's supposed to refer this kid to a dentist.
然后，所以他的医生必须要将这孩子转诊到牙科。牙科诊所。
But he knew that if he referred this customer, this boy, to any dentist, I think his relationship with the dentist would be over.
但是他也明白说，如果说他将这个孩子介绍给任何一个牙医，可能他与那个牙医的关系就从此结束。
So he thinking, who should I refer this, you know, this kid to?
所以他一直在想说，他应该把这个孩子介绍给哪一位牙科呢？
He started to remember that there was a Dr. Sloanaker.
然后他就想到有一个 S 医生。
就想 a dentist. He just remembered a dentist that very elderly and had many experiences, and he also loved kids.
他就想起说有一位牙医，他年纪很大，可是他很爱小孩。
And he also know how to deal with kids.
他也对小孩子很有办法。
So the mother took this her son to this dentist.
所以妈妈就把这个 Robert 带去看牙医。
And the doctor said, "Young man, sit down."
所以医生
on the chair, you know.
然后医生就对 Robert 说，来，小孩子过来坐在椅子上。
No chance, 没得没。No chance.
一点机会都没有。
The doctor said, "Son, I told you sit down on the chair. That's what I want you to do.
然后医生就对他说，儿子，我要你坐在椅子上。
And as the kid said, if you make me get in that chair, I will take out all my clothes.
然后那小孩子就说，如果你让我坐在椅子上的话，我会把身上所有衣服全部脱掉。
And the dentist said, son, take them off.
然后那个医生就说，好，儿子，请将你的衣服全部脱掉。
And this kid started taking the clothes off.
所以那孩子就开始脱衣服。
Until he has inside and the underwear.
然后只剩下他的
the inner shirt and the underwear.
只剩下他的内衣和内裤。
And he stopped.
然后那孩子就停下来了。
And the dentist said, "All right, son, sit on the chair."
然后医生就对他说，来，小孩子，来坐在椅子上。
And the kid said, "Hey, you didn't hear me."
然后那小孩子就对他说，你没有听到我说的话吗
？If you want me to sit on the chair, I'll take out my clothes.
他说，如果你叫我坐在椅子上的话，我会把衣服全部脱光。
The dentist said, "My son, take them off."
然后医生就说，孩子，你把你的衣服全部脱掉吧。
And he did. He took off his shirt and underwear.
然后那 Robert 真的就把他衣服全部都脱掉了。
After he finished, the dentist said, "Son, sit on the chair."
然后医生就对他说，来，赶快坐在椅子上吧。
那不是赶快啊。Son, sit on the chair.
他说，儿子，坐在椅子上。
So the son obeyed. I mean, the kid obeyed.
所以这个孩子就听话了。
Obey all the way to the very end.
从头到尾都非常听医生的话。
And then when he finished, the son, and then the kid said to dentist, give me my clothes back.
然后当他牙医诊疗做完之后呢，那个孩子就对牙医说，请你把我的衣服还我好吗？
The dentist said, I'm sorry.
然后医生就说，对不起。
Tell your mother that I'm going to keep your clothes for tonight and tell her to come back to pick up tomorrow.
然后跟你妈妈说，我今天会把你衣服留在诊所里面，明天再来拿。
And so the kid just walked out.
所以孩子就赤裸的离开了诊所。
And you know the office, right? Everybody's looking at him. What happened?
所以在诊所的候诊室，大家都看着他。
And the mother was shocked. How come my kid come out like a baby, like when he was born?
然后他妈妈就很惊讶地说，诶，我的孩子怎么就像他出生的时候是赤裸来到世间呢？
And the dentist told the mother, said, come back tomorrow to get your clothes.
然后所以这牙医就对妈妈说，明天再来拿孩子的衣服。
So the mother took the kid, you know, walk out the office, go through the parking lot, okay, and sit in the car and go home.
所以妈妈就把孩子带离诊所，走到停车场上车，然后再离开。
And many people see he was naked.
然后许多人都看见他赤裸的样子。
Next day, the mother came back to the dentist.
第二天，妈妈回到牙医诊所。
She didn't scold the dentist.
她并没有跟牙医争论。
But he thanked the dentist.
她非常感谢那位牙医。
Said, "Dentist, thank you very much for doing this for me."
她说，牙医，非常感谢你为我所做的一切。
You know what? In the past.You know, my son always tells me, if I don't buy him certain stuff in the supermarket, he said he will take off clothes naked in the supermarket.
他说，医生，你知道吗？过去每当我在逛街的购物的时候，我的孩子说，如果你不买这样东西给我，我就会当众脱衣。
So mother cannot do anything, and yield to him, and always buy the things he wanted. He become very spoiled.
所以妈妈每次只好让步，所以那孩子就这样宠坏了。
So, you know, do we want to live that kind of life? It's like people always blackmailing us, and we are living bondage of sin.
然后我们是想说，我们生活里面是否常常被别人所讹诈、所敲诈，然后而过了一个罪恶的生活吗
？Really, Satan is always blackmailing us, and we always fear to die or fear to lose certain things, and we always live in shame, just like this mother.
然后的确，撒旦常常就是这样子在生活当中不断的勒索我们，迫使我们过着罪恶的生活。
And you know, I don't know if we really know what we believe in.
有的时候我们真的不知道自己在信什么。
We want to go to heaven, right?
我们都想要去天堂。
We're sure there's heaven, right?
我们也确定有天堂存在。
Who do not want to go to heaven? Please raise your hand.
不想去天堂的人请举手。
Everybody want to go to heaven.
我们每一个人都想去天堂。
But you know what?In order to go to heaven, we must die.
但是你知道吗？要去天堂，我们必须要死。
Right?
是吗
？But do we want to die?
但是我们愿意死吗
？No.
我想没有吧。
We want to live longer.
我们想要活久一点。
That's a funny thing. We want to go to heaven, but we don't want to die.
很 有意思的是，我们想去天堂，却不愿意死。
So how can we go to heaven?
那我们怎么去天堂呢？
Impossible.
不可能啊。
So if we really know what we believe in,
所以如果我们真的知道我们所信的是什么，
we will not be afraid to die.
我们就不会害怕死亡。
And why are we afraid to die? Why are we afraid to die?
为什么我们会害怕死亡呢？
Really, we haven't finished building up the kingdom of God in our hearts.
那是因为我们尚未在心里建立神的国。
If really God's kingdom is finished, completed, we have no fear to die.
如果神国的心灵建造工程完成的话，我们会随时准备好去见神。
And that is our salvation.
那就是我们的救恩。
And that's more important than, you know, some argument, some certain thing, you know, happening in the church or happening in our workplace.
这比世界上任何事都更重要。
So, yes, we need to build a chapel. We need to preach the gospel so that more people come into the church and be saved. But most important of all is we need to build the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
当然，建圣殿、传福音都很重要，但更重要的是要在我们心里建立神的国度。
And when we can able to quiet down and look into ourselves, examine ourselves, we will see how far our kingdom of God is. It has how far has been built.Because we will see how we are like the image of Christ.
比如说，我们必须要静下来，仔细的思量神的国度在我们心里的建造到哪个程度了。这样子，我们才能够将基督形象活出来。
Because everybody only see us part of life. Only ourselves see our inner life. Other times, we know how good, how far is our kingdom of God.
因为人看人只是看外表，唯有我们自己才能看到我们自己内心深处与神的关系，以及神的心灵建设、神国的工程。
So let us not just focus on other things, but most important focus on building the kingdom of God in our hearts.
所以我们最重要的是要思考神在我们心中神国的建设工程。
Let's sing hymn 379。
请唱诗379首。
In the light.